This is a most strange Easter for all of us. It's particularly strange for us as priests, though I'm here on my own preparing and giving you this homily this evening. It's strange because there are so many characters involved in Easter and so many emotions. There really is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And very often we're asked to focus on all of those characters, yet as most of us sit either with the company of one or perhaps just our intimate family or on our own, it's very hard not to think of ourselves at this time. I don't mean that in a selfish way. I just think that at this one time of the year, particularly, even more so than every Sunday when we come together as community, this one time of the year restores our hope. It really and truly restores our hope that our faith is not a myth, it is not magic, it is not a lie. It is living and real, and the reality of our faith truly comes alive when we are in company. That's not to say that when we are on our own, we are in a sense experiencing a death. I don't believe that at all. This Easter, as we contemplate and confront the battle of the coronavirus, it must at some stage, particularly as Lent closed and this Easter night began, it must make us reflect on who we are and how we behave, what our contribution to the health of our family, our planet, our lives, what that contribution truly is or isn't. I'm not trying to bring a grey cloud over the Easter significance and the celebration of the resurrection of our blessed Lord, not at all. I'm just saying that in these days of contemplation and silence and enforced being at home, that we do think a little deeper. I think it would be unnatural for us not to. We extend ourselves beyond who and what we normally are and what we do normally. So as a priest and as your parish priest, I've never in 35 years of priesthood experienced something like this. Even my years in the Navy, sometimes it was a challenge to find Catholics and people of faith to celebrate Easter with, particularly when I was serving overseas. But they were always there, not lurking in the distance. They were always there, and I found very often just waiting for an invitation. And Easter still to me is that opportunity of invitation. Challenging this year because we can't bring people into our community. Most people have accepted that challenge in all sorts of varying and really exciting and charitable ways. I'm not the most technologically savvy person, but I'm trying to teach myself how to put stuff online and out there, even in a visual way, I hope, before the Eastertide is finished, so that I can reach or scare my people, my beautiful people, with a real presence that comes through IT technology. And I'm very grateful for that, even though I'm not grateful for the challenge that was put before me in the way that I was given that challenge, and all of us were given that challenge through this coronavirus. It makes me reflect, and it may have led you to reflect too, on, as I said, what sort of person are you or am I? And for the main part, I see myself truly as an optimistic person. And I don't tend to attract or surround myself by or with people who are negative. If I looked at the Easter experience, I would or could, without faith, be very much drawn to the negativity. It doesn't appear that Jesus' death, particularly the way he died and his trial, that there was any sense of justice, let alone victory, in that process. Yet the outcome was our eternal life. That is still something that all of us grapple with. Why would God want to go through that awful process for us in such a way and not, at the end of it, reward us with something for our perseverance, with something that was truly, truly amazing, our eternal life and our eternal being in his presence eventually? The second, it's really the first reading from the Mass for the Easter Vigil from St. Paul writing to the Romans, and I commend it to you in chapter 6, verses 3 to 11. But the middle part of that reading really sums up for me the optimism that is the Easter experience, even for those families that are going through an awful time at the moment because they can't, in a family way, bury those whom they love. And I quote, "If in union with Christ we have imitated his death, we shall also imitate him in his resurrection. We must realize that our former selves have been crucified with him to destroy this sinful body and to be free from the slavery of sin. When a person dies, of course, they have finished with sin." And this, I believe, is the important part. "But we believe that having died with Christ, we shall return to life with him." That, to me, is the ultimate hope for everything that I say and do and live and breathe as I try to be a servant of God and a servant for you, my lovely people. I truly, truly believe that, not just in my optimism, but in my faith, that Easter is the living, loving experience of God touching each and every one of us and drawing us closer to him. Because for every bit of negativity that comes into my life, and perhaps in yours, it is certainly washed away with the optimism and the hope that we experience at Easter. And for me, more so this Easter, because where I want to be and who I want to be with, I cannot be. Yet that has not diminished in any way, shape or form my love for my God and my love for you, my people. I'll finish on something a little more cheery, I think. I was able to visit from a distance beautiful people in the parish, and it was said to me by a Franciscan monk to his sister, and she gave me this beautiful quote, and I'll play with the words a little bit. "But in confronting the coronavirus at this time, this Franciscan monk, her brother, said something like this: just remember that Noah called everybody on board the ark in pairs, just the two of them." Very like what we're experiencing now. And then he added, "And all the time while Noah called them on in pairs, God was watching." Please remember that God is watching you this Easter and always. And may the blessing and the peace of him reign in your heart and the hearts of those whom you love. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.